Well, today we're thinking very much about journeying, because at the moment we are journeying through Lent. It's a kind of pilgrimage for us all. And you'll notice on our signpost over there that we have 5 weeks to go to Jerusalem, 5 weeks to go to Easter. And so I've brought along with me actually a suitcase down here, and I'm going to ask Catherine to come and open my suitcase, because it occurred to me, if you're going on a journey, you need to take things with you. And this is quite a big suitcase. Let me show you. Hoping I'm on that one. So, here we go. I reckon if you're going on a long journey or somewhere a long way away, you would need a fairly big suitcase like this, wouldn't you? Do you think? You'd agree. Okay. Can you open it up then, Catherine, and see if we've got anything inside there? Maybe for a different type of journey. Yeah, you might have to take it all the way around. I don't know how used you are to opening suitcases, because they all open differently. There you go. So what's inside? Another one. Can you hold that one up for us? Can you reach it? Not so big and heavy. Well, I hope not so big and heavy, that one. Yeah, a smaller suitcase might mean you're going on a different kind of journey, mightn't it? Maybe not so far away. Would you like to try and open that one up and see if anything is inside there? We'll put that one to the side. Yeah, you're jolly good at working out how to open these up so far. Anything in there? Or can you manage to take out what's in there? Let's move that one. Hold that one up then. There you go. Perhaps not a suitcase this time. A rucksack. What sort of holiday might you be going on then if you took a rucksack with you, do you think? Could be, couldn't it? Probably, again, not so far away. Maybe not needing so many things to take with you. Anything inside the rucksack, Kathy? Yeah, you're managing very well opening these. That's right. What have we got in there? Yes. A bag. Well, maybe if you're going away for one night, that would do, wouldn't it? Yeah. And it's quite a nice bag. Thank you very much, Catherine, this one, because you can just pop it over your shoulder. So just thinking about journeys, Lent is quite a long journey for Jesus to Jerusalem. I wonder if he'd have needed a big suitcase or a small suitcase or a rucksack on his bag or just a shoulder bag. Well, as far as we know, Jesus didn't really carry much at all. We're always told to travel light, aren't we? Because Jesus traveled light. Probably the only thing he did have was a little bit of bread or dried fish to carry on the journey. So something to think about when we take a journey. What are we taking with us? And are we only taking what we need for the journey?